the AM Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. military says it carried out airstrikes in Iraq, targeting Iranian-backed militants. It's the latest response to dozens of drone and airstrikes by militants against U.S. military personnel stationed in the region since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller, when asked about if the U.S. is concerned about a widening conflict.
Obviously, we want to prevent the conflict from spreading, but part of that means that people need to stop taking strikes against our soldiers. And if they take strikes against our soldiers, we're going to do what we need to protect ourselves, as any country would do.
In Iowa, police investigating today's shooting at Perry High School. Multiple law enforcement sources say that the suspected shooter died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Several others were injured. No word on the motive. Jobless claims dipping in the final week of December. The Labor Department shows 18,000 fewer people filed first-time unemployment claims than the week before. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A public memorial for Senator Herb Kohl is a week from tomorrow at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Kohl helped build his family's chains of grocery and department stores. He served four terms as a U.S. senator, and he owned the Milwaukee Bucks for many years. People can make donations in Kohl's name to the La Follette School of Public Affairs, the Milwaukee Jewish Federation, and Wisconsin Teachers Classroom Projects. Two kidnapping suspects arrested in southwest Wisconsin agree to go back to Indiana to face charges they kidnapped an 11-year-old girl. Investigators say the girl's mother found inappropriate messages on her phone from one of the suspects. Authorities say they were likely on their way to South Dakota when they were caught near Dodgeville Saturday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. City of Superior officials say the Lake Superior Ice Festival is still scheduled for this month, despite the warm temperatures wreaking havoc on other area events. According to a Northern News Now report, organizers are working on a backup plan just in case the weather continues to cause issues, but some individual events may have to be canceled if the warm temperatures persist. The event is scheduled to kick off on Friday, January 26th, and will wrap up on Saturday with a fireworks show around 7 p.m. A Sawyer County man who was accused of stabbing someone in a bar leading to a standoff with local law enforcement had three cases against him settled on Wednesday. Mason Forrest was charged with recklessly endangering safety, resisting an officer, and aggravated battery in February. The criminal complaint alleges when Forrest refused to leave the bar after the stabbing, area SWAT teams had to use chemicals to get him out. Forrest was sentenced to 5 years in prison and 5 years extended supervision. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Bucks lose to the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Milwaukee losing to the Indiana Pacers for the fourth time in a row. Final score, Pacers 142, the Bucks 130. What was the problem? Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
For us, I thought it was just the turnovers. You know, I challenged the team before the game about our rebounding. So our guys, I thought we fought, we kept competing. I just thought the turnovers really hurt us.
The Bucks in San Antonio tonight against the Spurs. NFL, the Packers held practice getting ready to host the Chicago Bears Sunday at Lambeau Field. Bears quarterback Justin Fields on playing in Green Bay.
You know, their home field. I know their fans are going to be loud because there's not much to do in Green Bay except watch football. But
The Packers are headed to the playoffs if they can beat the Bears. Jordan Love.
That's what you play for, right? You play for these moments, these opportunities to play in the, you know, competitive games. I mean, I think everybody's excited for it, but it's going to be fun.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. A few flurries flying around early, eventually winding down with some pockets of sunshine possible as high temperatures stay below freezing into the upper 20s. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with lows dropping to the low 20s. And tomorrow, chances of snow pushing in by late afternoon. Right now, it's 21 degrees.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide and live on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Hope everybody had a good New Year's Eve, but now we're starting another year. And let me tell you something. History is made every second of every day, whether you're out partying New Year's Eve, whether you were sleeping, whether you were awake. History is relentless, and we are going to track it in real time so that when your grandchildren say, "Were you alive back when such and such happened?" you can say, "Yes, I was, and I was knowledgeable about it and alert to it." Where to start? A lot happened over the last couple of days. One absolutely fascinating revelation. It's culminating in a book that's being published on March 12th, is that Donald Trump, the day after he lost the 2020 election, actually hired a legitimate voter specialist, voter data specialist, an expert, to find fraud in the election so that he could have somebody with credentials, not somebody like Sidney Powell, the Kraken lawsuits, or Ken Chesbro, giving rise to the pun that it was cheese and Kraken that dragged Trump down, both of them indicted in Atlanta, but somebody who had unimpeachable credentials. He hired the guy. His name was Ken Block, and he owned a voter data expertise company, and the guy did very, very substantial research into it. And his book's coming out March 12th, and here's what he said. His company is Simpatico Software Systems, and he informed Trump, after he'd done expert and deep research, that Trump paid him to find voter fraud. And he told Trump there wasn't any. There wasn't any that would have changed the election. And the voter fraud that he did find was bipartisan, involving a handful of people who died, who voted after they had died, and a handful of people who owned two homes, one vacation home, one regular home, and they voted in both places. He said there were about equal numbers of Republicans and Democrats who did this. The instance of deceased voters, and this happened in Wisconsin in two or three cases, were examples where, for instance, a mother and her adult daughter lived together. They both send in for absentee ballots, and then the mother dies before election day, but the daughter knows exactly how she was going to vote. fills it out for her mother, signs the form and sends it in, thinking that that's okay. That is not okay. It's technically a felony. Many of those things were prosecuted. Some people had put as addresses public institutions, like they'd in the disclosure of their identity, they would say they lived at the Walmart on Capitol Drive or something like that. Those were very rare, and they were bipartisan. People that owned two homes typically were Republicans, but not always, not always. Some people mistakenly thought that they could vote in both places. That's a felony as well. But Block told Trump these were so rare and so bipartisan that there was no voting fraud. Trump went ahead and lied about it and said that there was massive fraud. And Block was amazed. Block was amazed. His data and his report was subpoenaed by the January 6th committee. And as I say, there was no evidence of fraud. This buttressed the January 6th committee's findings. And the bipartisan nature of this, there was one out in Nevada, you may remember this, where a guy claimed there was fraud and he had evidence. And then it turned out that he himself had committed fraud by voting in two places. He was a Trump supporter. So the next time, and I found this, frankly, with people whom I know who are Republicans, some businessmen and others, they just blithely repeat this. Trump has continued to lie about it, and his major supporters have lied about it. And I think it's important to tell them he went out and hired one of the best. This guy, Ken Block, his voter data systems company, and the guy did legitimate inquiry into it, and he was open-minded. He was open-minded. Trump told them that his hope was that he would find the substantial fraud and that Trump could be reinstated to the White House. Ken Block said, fine, I'll look for it. And he dug, and he dug, and he dug, and then he gave a comprehensive report to Donald Trump. And then Trump went out and lied about it and boasted that he had found, you'll see other instances during the show today of some of the extraordinary things that have happened with Trump. But next time you're talking to folks and they go, oh, well, you know, I heard there was fraud. There was not fraud that was at all relevant in a handful of cases, and it was bipartisan. People voted in two places because they owned summer homes. And people who were living with one of their parents, and one died, but the absentee ballot had already come in. Good faith, they filled it out, knowing how their parent was going to vote. And that's what happened. So it's important. And this information, by the way, was subpoenaed by the January 6th committee, as I said, and is part of their report. Another development that happened, it was just announced about 10 minutes before we went on the air. Claudine Gay, president of Harvard University, resigned just now. Squeezed out, and appropriately squeezed out. Let's review the bidding on that one. There are two things. One is when she was asked at a congressional hearing if somebody or a crowd chants that they're calling for the genocide of Jews, would that violate Harvard's policy against bullying and harassment? And Claudine Gay looked like a deer in the headlights, and she said it would depend on the context, which is false. Calling for genocide doesn't depend on any context. Genocide is its own context. And the truth is that Harvard really has become nothing more than an identity politics mosh pit. There are some groups that have simply taken over the libraries, and if you are a Jewish student or you're a student, a serious student of any faith and don't go along with their ideology, you're excluded. Some cases you're surrounded by people shouting at you. In some cases you are punched, you're hit. Applications to Harvard have gone down. It's a very prestigious university, but it's living on the prestige of a couple hundred years ago. Harvard was founded in the mid 1600s. Oldest university in the country. Second oldest is William and Mary, the late 17th century. The third oldest is Yale University. founded in 1701. And all of these universities are living on the derivative prestige of long ago. But if this keeps up, their brands are being destroyed, and Harvard in particular. The other thing that Claudine Gay ran into is when she got involved in this controversy, people looked back over her scholarship. And it turned out more than 50% of her published articles and published material was plagiarized. More than 50%, including her dissertation in 1997. Just this week, there were six more charges. One of them was that she had lifted half a page without quotation marks or attribution from a political science scholar at the University of Wisconsin, our university. She'd read stuff, she'd like it, plug it in. She did that with more than 50% of her work. And frequently it was derivative. And her work, by the way, is not deep, it's not strong, it's basically victimology. And she's president of Harvard University and very weak. And so she sat back while kids were being bullied. And they've seen an immediate reaction in early acceptances this time. What's an early acceptance? At Harvard, at Yale, and a lot of these places, and a lot of other universities, they'll say, okay, you can apply for early admission. In other words, you're not going to wait till April. We'll let you know by December. But you have to agree that if you get it, you have to either accept it or deny it immediately, accept it or reject it immediately, and withdraw all other applications. Typically, an early acceptance at Harvard is the gold standard. That's terrific. This time, there were a number of people who had applied, and then after October 7, and they saw what Claudine Gay was doing to Harvard and the bullying of students, didn't accept the early acceptance from Harvard University. That was unheard of. Actually, absolutely unheard of. People, it's not only that they're afraid to go there. These are some of the best students in the country. They can go anywhere they want. And Harvard, in the long run, is costing itself excellence. If they keep her on the faculty, it'll be a travesty. For one thing, people who, and some faculty members, by the way, were in on this mosh pit of identity politics and excluding and harassing students. There was one proctor for one of the houses there who was involved where an Israeli business student was punched, and 100 of them wrote in support or against the efforts of Harvard to stop anti-Semitism, and 500 of them vote in support of Claudine Gay. And one of the concerns I've heard from people who are thinking of going there is this, that these people have absolute power to give you your grade. They may not flunk you, but if they don't like you because of your faith tradition or because you don't comply with their ideas, what they can do is give you a mediocre grade, a C, the equivalent of a C or a D, or C minus, and regardless of what you do. And people are concerned about that. I'm concerned about that. And as a result, Harvard has got to turn this around. They've got to come up with a president who is on the up and up. Okay, I see you on the line. Do not hang up. Coming up, death threats against the Secretary of State of Maine because of Donald Trump. We'll hear the details.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It looks just a little bit coincidental to me.
Okay. Well, I'll certainly look at it, John. But you got to put me down as a skeptic, John. Okay? You got to put me down as a skeptic. I'll look at anything. I will give you my best shot at it, and I'll certainly find out if an email came in to me and look forward to it. Thanks very, very much. There has been a development with the Secretary of State for Maine, Shenna Bellows. Now, Shenna Bellows decided that because Trump was an insurrectionist, Article 3 of the 14th Amendment clearly barred him from the ballot, and she had plenty of company. She not only had the Colorado Supreme Court, but she had Professor Lawrence Tribe of Harvard, and she had a lot of constitutional experts, include, and I don't hold myself out to be a constitutional expert. I enjoy talking about it, reading about it, studying it. But the truth of the matter is, I think she's on solid ground. That said, Donald Trump, immediately after she did that, posted a link to her bio page on social media, his social media, Truth Social, and of course it got reposted. Immediately, she started getting threatening messages, death threats, and then swatting. Swatting is when somebody puts in a fake 911 call, says there's a murder going on your house. You get a swarm of police officers with guns drawn. They scare the heck out of you. And frankly, and this hasn't happened so far that I know of, certainly not in Wisconsin, but when that happens, if you make a wrong move and the officers have to protect themselves, it could result in a tragedy in your home. It's also a felony. And I think that there's been insufficient follow-up and insufficient prosecutions for this kind of conduct, but that happened to Shenna Bellows. She and her husband were out, I don't know, to a show or a dinner or something, and she gets word that the cops are all over her house. There is a well-known former prosecutor named Glenn Kirshner. Now, you may have read about Glenn. And Glenn has said, he was a former prosecutor. He has said that Donald Trump should be jailed for doing this, and I agree. And here is the explanation why. First of all, it sends an ominous signal, and it's essentially a decree to all of his supporters that the target must be dealt with. The target must be dealt with. Secondly, immediately after he does these things, and he didn't do it only to Shenna Bellows, he did it to the Colorado Supreme Court justices. He has done it to Jack Smith and his wife. He's done it to Arthur Engoron and his wife and his family. He's done it to the law clerk, for Pete's sake, of Arthur Engoron. That's the one that Letitia James is bringing in New York City. All of these people receive death threats. All of them. Fannie Willis has said that she got so many death threats and has been, she's the prosecutor in Fulton County, Georgia, so many hateful messages using the N-word, she said, more than anybody I've ever heard. Now, by continuing to do this, somebody is going to get killed. There's security, but none of these people can afford security the way Mitt Romney can. And secondly, no matter what security you have, you don't have the kind of security that Donald Trump has. Because as a former president, he has Secret Service security, and people can't get close to him. That's not true with a lot of these other people. And there was one woman threatened to kill Tanya Chutkan, the judge in D.C., and actually went there and has now been charged. There's a guy, the minute Trump attacked the FBI, went to Cincinnati to kill FBI agents. What's going to happen when you threaten police officers is they are going to defend themselves, and they should, and it's going to result in gunfire that was unnecessary. This is Donald Trump. But the thing that's most disturbing of all, and I see you on the lines, do not hang up, I'll get to you shortly. The thing that's most disturbing of all to me is that Vogue magazine has just come out with an article and said that the reason why a number of congressmen are supporting Donald Trump is because of death threats. Because of death threats. These are perhaps moderate Republicans. They're afraid of being called rhinos by Trump, because the minute they're called a rhino by Trump, they get death threats. Their kids get death threats. One of them had to hire security at his own campaign expense to take one of his children to middle school. That's disgusting. Glenn Kirshner said, and I agree with him, that Trump, because of the Shanabello's thing, but even beyond that, certainly the next time, he has to be ordered into court and taken into custody. I'm going to leave you what the law is, and I'm going to go to the lines. The law is this. If you are on pretrial release and you threaten the safety of anyone, that's revoked and you go to jail. You go to jail till trial, and that's what should happen to him. Jack of Merrimack, my friend. What's on your mind today, Jack? We have a minute or two before we have to cut out. What's up?
Well, first thing is, all this legal action against Trump should have been happening 3 years ago. This is
correct.
You know,
correct.
It's way, way too long. What's happened, unfortunately, and in spite of the fact that McConnell himself, who is hardly a nonpartisan and certainly not a moderate Republican in my book, even given the people he rammed into the Supreme Court. In any case, he stated clearly, there's no question that Donald Trump is responsible for what happened January 6th. He should have been hauled into court at that point in time, at least using the evidence of the January 6th commission wasn't out yet, but using the evidence of the impeachment hearings. And why he wasn't prosecuted, well, that's what's led to this. At this point, his entire campaign is based on three things: retribution, revenge, and retaliation.
Right. Listen, Jack, I'm going to get back to you as soon as we come back real quick. Couldn't agree with you more, and very, very concisely put. Coming up, a lot of news and weather, and Joe Biden now is serious about pressing ahead to seize $300 billion from Russia.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Making simulations of child pornography with artificial intelligence may become a crime in Wisconsin. A legislative committee heard testimony yesterday on a bill. State Representative Calvin Callahan says AI images are created from real photos, and he says those kids are victims. Voting is good for your health, according to the American College of Physicians. Research shows states with fewer barriers to voting have better health outcomes. ACP President Omar Atik.
If there is more voter participation, there will be better health care policies and therefore better health care.
Wisconsin ballot access ranked 47th in the 2022 Cost of Voting Index. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Thanks to the unseasonably warm weather, organizers were forced to cancel the annual John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon this year, and the event isn't the only thing taking a hit. According to a Northern News Now report, businesses along the 300-mile Sled Dog Marathon route are expecting to take a decent financial hit without the added business from the event. Some business owners say the day of the Sled Dog Marathon is the biggest day of the year for them, bringing hundreds of people to their businesses. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin employees have announced their intent to form a union. More than 100 employees, including nurse practitioners and registered nurses, would be covered under the Wisconsin Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals if their union drive is successful. Planned Parenthood declined to immediately recognize the union and will hold a formal election supervised by the National Labor Relations Board. Workers are seeking a seat at the table of the decision-making process. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Bucks lose to the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Milwaukee losing to the Indiana Pacers for the fourth time in a row. Final score, Pacers 142, the Bucks 130. What was the problem? Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
For us, I thought it was just the turnovers. You know, I challenged the team before the game about our rebounding. So our guys, I thought we fought. We kept competing. I just thought the turnovers really hurt us.
The Bucks in San Antonio tonight against the Spurs. NFL, the Packers held practice getting ready to host the Chicago Bears Sunday at Lambeau Field. Bears quarterback Justin Fields on playing in Green Bay.
You know, their home field. I know their fans are going to be loud because there's not much to do in Green Bay except watch football. But
The Packers are headed to the playoffs if they can beat the Bears. Jordan Love.
That's what you play for, right? You play for these moments, these opportunities to play in the, you know, competitive games. I mean, I think everybody's excited for it, but it's going to be fun.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. A few flurries flying around early, eventually winding down with some pockets of sunshine possible as high temperatures stay below freezing into the upper 20s. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with lows dropping to the low 20s. And tomorrow, chances of snow pushing in by late afternoon. Currently, we're at 22 degrees.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matchpoint Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines, and then I will respond to Jack of Merrimack. Steve of Green Bay, my friend. Thanks for calling, Steve. And what's in your mind today?
Good morning, Matt. Or I should say good afternoon. Where have I been? good afternoon. Happy New Year. So I have a question, being that you're a lawyer and such. I did the brave thing and I called my local conservative station and talked to the radio host there this morning and asked them why they're so gung-ho about talking about Biden and the supposed crimes he did, but they don't talk about Trump and the 91 indictments that are on Trump. And his response to that was they don't talk about Trump because the charges against Trump are just conjured up, made up things to try to keep him from getting elected. The Democrats are afraid that they have to conjure up all these conspiracy theories about what Trump did, even though we all saw it with our own eyes, so he doesn't get elected. And after talking to the conservative talk show host, I was a little flabbergasted that these people are so delusional that they literally think that the Democrats are supposedly going through and, you know, with the whole Trump thing simply because they can't beat him in the polls. I think that's absolutely ridiculous, and it's a fabrication of the facts. But that's what these people are spewing over talk radio. And I don't know how legally the FCC allows them to say this, because this is just completely false.
That's a great call, Stephen. And I want to respond in some detail because you raise a lot of different things. First of all, the FCC changed its rules in the 1980s. Before that, you had to have equal time. So in other words, on this show even, although my show tends to be more direct, so to speak, and take on any impropriety I see wherever it is. But, you know, you have people, let's say a Mark Belling or a Rush Limbaugh. Prior to the mid-1980s, every time they went off on some screed against liberals, they'd have to give equal time to somebody on the other side to talk. In the mid-1980s, the FCC said, well, under the First Amendment, we're not going to do that anymore. And what will happen is that there will be conservative and right-wing stations and liberal and left-wing stations. What they didn't anticipate was that the right-wing stations would proliferate and there wouldn't be many, in fact, none at all in some cases, in some states, liberal stations. One of the things about civic media, and we're statewide now, and Sage Weil, the new head of civic media, has been very far-sighted in this, is that we're all over the state and we tell it like it is and we're getting a good reaction. So I think you can spread that around to friends of yours who advertise and all that. That's number one. Number two, the whole idea of talk radio normally, especially right-wing talk radio, you have to be on message 24/7 and you have to discredit the other side. And there's the description for that is the soldier old man defense. In other words, if you're caught red-handed robbing a bank, you say, well, you did the same thing, or so your father did the same thing. And it's always a lie. This was something that was really pioneered in Italy in the 1920s and Germany in the 1930s. If you do something horrendous, accuse your opponent of doing it. Keep repeating it. And then in the public mind, it's a pox on both their houses. They all do it, even if the one side is lying. And then no one is trying to do this to get them to vote for Trump. They're trying to get them to do this so they don't vote or don't vote Democratic. It's been shown that if there is extreme mud in a campaign, in other words, horrific charges on both sides, even if the charges from the Democrats to the Republicans are true and the Republican response is false, it drives voter turnout down. There's a lot of other data that shows that if voter turnout is low, it benefits Republicans. That's what's going on. Give you an example, Hunter Biden. I don't defend Hunter Biden. Yeah, he's the president's son. The president loves him. Biden had nothing to do with financially with Hunter Biden's thing. But they relentlessly go after Hunter Biden and try to impeach Biden, Joe Biden. Why is that? First of all, Donald Trump's been impeached twice, and he came close to being convicted the second time on the insurrection impeachment. Something like 8 Republican senators voted to convict him. So in other words, 58% of the Senate said that not only did he do it, but he should be removed from office. But it takes 67 of them, 2/3. And that's an impossible burden in this day and age. So they go after Biden, not because they think he should be impeached, but because they can then say in their ads, both candidates were impeached. You see what I'm saying? The second thing is with Hunter Biden, does anybody ever talk about Jared Kushner? Well, nobody understands, in my view, the average person who's not a lawyer doesn't understand how Jared Kushner got $40 million a year from Saudi Arabia in perpetuity. Why is that? Because the Crown Prince, Chainsaw Charlie, gave him $2 billion with a B to, quote, invest, end quote. Jared Kushner doesn't know anything more about investing than I do, or you do. All he has to do is put it in vanilla-type investments, or he can take chances. The Crown Prince doesn't care. The Crown Prince paid several hundred million dollars for a painting, a European painting, from an obscure, not from Picasso. You know, you're not talking Michelangelo. You're talking some obscure guy. He has a yacht that's worth $500 million. $2 billion to him is like $200 to you because he steals it. It's an autocratic state. He steals it in oil revenue from the masses over there. But what Jared Kushner gets for the $2 billion under investment is most of these people who have that kind of investment fund get 2% of it every year, whether or not they make money or even if they lose it, half of it. So if you start the year with $2 billion, you're going to get $40 million. You hire a couple of secretaries and a couple of computers and a couple of people just out of business school, and you say, you know, put it in blue chips or put it in Japanese small caps or whatever. Who cares? He got $40 million a year, and he's still getting it because they know that they have their hooks into Trump, just like the Ruskies have their hooks into Trump, and that's why they fund his action. Eric Trump disclosed that to a journalist. That is what happens. Why is nobody talking about $40 million a year to Jared Kushner, who then Trump, they sponsor the Saudi Golf Network, corrupt our golf. They may corrupt the NBA. You'd think, okay, well, these guys get a lot of money. Well, not all of them get a lot of money. So they just try to muddy the waters when they are the criminals. That's what's going on. Joe Biden is one of the most honest presidents we've ever had. I'm going to the lines. Gina Beauclair, my friend, you're first. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Hi, Matt. Great show as usual, educating the public. You know, this thing with Russia, you know, we really did think that he was buddies with, I like to use the word that you use, Ruskies. And Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. Now, Ron Johnson was recently on, I think on Fox, it's been reported, in that he, you know, is slowing down work on the border money, getting money to the border, which they love that chaos, so they can send all kinds of pictures, you know, about all this chaos going on down there. Right. However, he's trying to slow this down, because he doesn't want money to go to Ukraine. Now, isn't this weird, you know, that, you know, Ron Johnson Association, also, you know, we don't hear much about that lovely NRA, and we were members years ago when they were really an NRA that taught kids how to shoot and hunt and things like that. But anyway, this NRA, you know, was, you know, in Russia where they're not allowed to have guns, and, you know, in our proliferation of guns with people in chaotic situations, what a great way to cause chaos in the United States of America. And then being invited in by Trump and a lot of those Republicans that are still in office to have chaos in the United States, make everybody question anything that's said on the Democratic side. And it's amazing to me, the brainwashing, the lies, the breaking down of our society. It's some days it's overwhelming to watch what these people are getting away with. And the sooner they lock these, get these people, you know, criminally prosecuted and lock them up, I think our country is going to heal. But I think I don't see anything till that happens, because people need to pay attention. They've been saying these lies for a long time, and they got a modus operandi where they say it over and over and over again. They utilized it with John Kerry. Flip-flop, flip-flop. I was reading articles about John Kerry when he was running for office, and there was 15 references to flip-flop. Watch for the sentence they're spewing with nothing, you know, with the fact, no facts at all to support what they're saying. Watch for the one-liners. Those are the ones you really need to pay attention to. Thank you, Matt, and you have a good day. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, thank you, Gene. Wonderful call, as always. You're right on the money, right on. Andrew of Detroit, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Andrew?
Happy New Year, Professor. And boy, you have a clear cut it right, didn't she?
Sure does.
Also, I'm so glad the topic of that brat going over to Saudi Arabia, getting all that money, you know, using the presidential plane to go there, and they're talking about anything about Hunter Biden grifting. Now, Hunter Biden is an attorney. He didn't have to know anything. You can correct me if I'm wrong. He didn't have to know anything about oil or gas with Burisma. He's an attorney. And what did Jared, like you said, what did he know about investing? Absolutely nothing. But he walked away with $2 billion. And where are the weak Democrats not bringing this up?
Right.
You know, I've been a Democrat all my life, will probably be a Democrat all my life, because, you know, what have we got there? But they are so spineless when it comes to the Senate should be going after Jared like nobody's business. Thanks, Matt. Have a good day.
Yeah, Andrew, you're right on the money as always. And let me build on that. The whole purpose of everything they're doing, as Gene said, it's being repeated and repeated, repeated. Frankly, as Jack of Merrimack said, all of these cases should have been brought 3 years ago. The problem was that Merrick Garland, you know, he hesitated, and better late than never, but having said that, should have been a lot earlier. Frankly, the fake electors should be prosecuted in Wisconsin right now. They have more connections to Wisconsin than they do to Georgia. They really do. Or Michigan. They're not being prosecuted. But to your point, everybody now, the framing of the debate, and Jean was very, very right on the money when she talked about what they did with John Kerry, when he actually had the Silver Star for combat in Vietnam, and they made Bush, who was in the Air National Guard in Texas and didn't go to meetings, which is, frankly, desertion, somehow look like the military guy. Well, they're doing this now, and what they're doing is Hunter Biden, impeach Biden, impeach Biden, impeach Biden. Trump was impeached twice, and the second time, 58 senators said that he should be removed from office, 58% of the Senate. But
you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, a subject we've been talking about a long time, talking about the almost $300 billion that are in Western banks. Why isn't that money being given to Ukraine for weapons, for salaries to revive their economy? When you have a genocidal sadist like Vladimir Putin, and you have a genocidal sadistic attack by Russia, they should pay for it. They should pay for it in many respects. They should pay for it militarily, and that's a separate question. But how about in any tort case, car accident or anything else, or a murder, you kill somebody, you should pay damages. Well, for sadism and genocide, they certainly should pay damages. And here's what Biden is now doing. And many of the EU are on board with him. Because as this war drags on, a lot of money is needed. It's going to take about $600 billion to reconstruct Ukraine. Ukraine is a European country. Ukraine had a civilization 200 years before Russia did. In the 10th century, that's the 900s, Russia was a forest, though all of Russia inhabited by wolves. But in the 900s, Ukraine had been a civilization for 200 years. During the Soviet era, many of the accomplishments you've heard about musicians and so forth were Ukrainians. They were not Russians. Russia did have a civilization back in the 19th century. They produced Dostoevsky and Pushkin and Gogol. They produced Tchaikovsky. They produced some great mathematicians. But what have you done for me lately, Jack? We're talking 130 years, Jack. Getting impatient. All you've done for 130 years is the gulag, sadism, torture, genocide. Well, Biden is pushing for this almost $300 billion in frozen Russian assets in the West to transfer to Ukraine, and I'm with him 100%. The goal is to do it by February 24 of 24. In other words, about a month and a half from now, a little over a month and 3 weeks. That's because that's the second anniversary of their genocidal attack on Ukraine. Belgium and other European EU countries have about half of the total $643 billion that Russia has deposited overseas. This is largely because their economy and their currency are essentially worthless. But a lot of that is, say, with China and other places where we can't influence them. The problem is there has been discussion up until now, well, how do we do this? If we start grabbing people's money in our banks, could that induce worldwide panic that could happen to somebody else? And it wouldn't matter that we'd say, well, the Russians are a special case. Well, what if I'm a special case, blah, blah, blah. Could it undermine the euro? And that's a real concern. Some of the alternatives are the EU putting a 100% tax on the profits. That could be done legally, but it would only produce about $3 billion a year. That's not enough. Another proposal is that the money, it's actually about $298 billion in Western banks, uses collateral for Ukraine to take loans for the full amount. And then if Ukraine can't pay, then it would be paid by Russian assets. But here's the deal. Here's the deal. Here's how much is everywhere. Belgium has $191 billion. Why Belgium, a small country? Because that's an EU repository for euros. $19 billion is held in banks in France, $7.8 billion in Switzerland. Some in Australia, about $4.6 billion in the United States. But the United States is the 800-pound gorilla, the big kahuna. And now increasingly, France and Germany, which had been kind of opposed to this, and the reason was that, first of all, and no one else says this, I'm going to say it again. If you're Germany and you invaded Russia in the 1940s and killed millions of people, you know there's some sensitivity. Let me put it bluntly. if you're France and you knew that Napoleon did it 200 years ago, a little over 200 years ago, invaded Russia, yeah, there's some sensitivity. Well, I don't care about their sensitivity. They're part of the EU now. They're part of the Western Alliance. They're back in Western civilization. And they're starting to come around. Finland is warned. You know, Finland has something like a 900-mile border with Russia. People can sneak over all the time. I mean, the Finns are heroic fighters. During the Second World War, they were invaded by Russia. And the way they did it, they're all skinnier than hell, and they're on these skis, and they're dressed in white, and they're wizards on the skis, and they go down the mountain with a machine gun. They can shoot a machine gun while going, very fast. And they were heroes. But you don't want to keep doing that all the time. You get tired of doing that. And so the Finns go, well, you know, let's make sure that we step up our arms production in Europe. I strongly support this. And I've got, and I've said this before on the show, but I want to say it as bluntly as possible. You want to give it the appearance of legality. I agree. Well, the Ruskies think they give stuff appearance of legality. You know, they'll have judges in robes and they'll stroke their chins and then they get a phone call from Putin. I want my political opponent to get 15 years. It's all appearance. It's all baloney. Well, in this case, bring suit against Russia and venue it in New York City, federal court. Russia will be served with process. They won't dare come over here because we'd arrest them, but they'll hire New York lawyers and they'll appear and they'll argue why we shouldn't do this. And the judge then will enter summary judgment that it should be done. They can appeal. They can go up to the Supreme Court. Unfortunately, we have six tarantulas, maybe a couple of them by accident. We'll do something right. A blind pig finds an acorn every once in a while. Maybe they'll do it. Who knows? And then we take the money and that's it. And then somebody from, you know, some smaller country goes, well, why should I trust it? Well, there was legal process. As long as you don't genocidally invade anybody else, you're golden. So this is a very, very big development. Do not discount this development. And it would be a terrific thing. Russia has now said, we're gonna seize some assets ourselves with the West. Go ahead. McDonald's got out. Anybody with anything on the ball went out. You may have, you know, Steven Seagal is sucking up to Putin. Maybe he sees his bank account. Who cares? Okay, coming up, a lot of news, a lot of weather, and something you will not believe. You think you knew every lawsuit Trump is involved in that could really damage him? There's one coming up on January 29 you have never heard of. Coming up.
Yeah, blood in the streets, it's up to my ankles. Blood in the streets, it's up to my knee. Blood in the streets, the town of Chicago. Blood on the rise is following me.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Lake Air. WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. As the war in Ukraine nears the two-year mark, the White House says it has evidence Russia used ballistic missiles and launchers against Ukraine in recent attacks from North Korea. White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby.
Our information indicates that the Democratic People's Republic of Korea recently provided Russia with ballistic missile launchers and several ballistic missiles. On the 30th of December, 2023, Russian forces launched at least one of these North Korean ballistic missiles into Ukraine.
The White House says Russia is also trying to acquire Iranian missiles. In Iowa, the Perry High School principal is among those injured in today's shooting. Authorities also tell ABC News the shooter died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The motive still unknown. New York City's mayor announcing the city is filing a $700 million lawsuit against 17 charter bus companies that transported migrants to the city from Texas without notice or coordination. This is ABC News.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such